two cameras that have gotten people in trouble. One from a Detroit police officer. His name is Matt Jackson. He was on a virtual Zoom with a judge testifying in, you know how they do, and he was able to do it by Zoom call. The judge's name is Sean Perkins, and he says, in my 25 years on the bench, I've never seen this. The officer, Matthew Jackson, who was at home, was wearing no pants. And you could see clearly he's wearing...
Matthew Jackson!
He was... he was sitting on his couch at home, had his...
Ready to testify.
Had his uniform on, the top.
Just had the bad camera angle.
And bad camera, and you can see, it's a lot of leg.
Bare leg?
It's a lot of bare leg.
Did he have on skivvies?
He had on, yes, he had on...
underpants?
Black underpants.
Okay.
And that's all he had on. And the judge says, are you wearing pants?
Yes, Officer Jackson, badge number 3919, out of the 12th precinct.
All right. Today is... You got some pants on, officer?
Sir, they're in the... No, sir.
No, sir. He said, they in the... I bet they're in the dryer. Must have been in the washer is my guess. No, I do not. I know he felt that he was only seen from the chest up, but it Zoom showed it all.
Is that the first time you think in any court record,
yeah,
in any English-speaking country, the transcriber, what do they call the stenographer in court, had to write the term? You got any pants on, officer?
No, sir.
No, I do not.
No, I do not.
I like his honesty.
Well, what? He was caught right
there. Yeah.
There was no way.
I would have faked a bad connection and hung up and quickly thrown on pants and come back.
I don't know what you thought you saw.
My Wi-Fi is... hello?
Going out. There also, a man has been caught on camera torching a Halloween yard display in Seattle. This happened 2 days ago. Set it on fire. Neighbor chased him off. No arrests have been made yet. Apparently, he took issue with... There was a large Halloween display.
Too much or the type?
He said too much. It was Bob Ross, you know, the painter. It was Bob Ross and a bunch of skeletons and so forth. So over too much was what the impression I got. These are the homeowners who said, oh, we'll rebuild. We want these. We love Halloween.
Just started picking them up and throwing them in like it was a burn barrel bonfire into the casket.
He had one burning there and another one burning over there. Then he kicked this coffin down and dragged the Bob Ross skeleton into it, set Bob Ross on fire, then began grabbing the little skeleton animals and throwing them in there as well.
But we're very, very lucky because those bushes caught fire and it's right by the fence, right by the house. John literally came over with like a pot of water, like you'd make spaghetti in, like, and dumped it out. Another one brought the fire extinguisher, which is now in the casket.
Those are neighbors they're talking about.
Good.
Came over to help. And
that could have been way worse.
Well, could have burned their house down.
Yeah.
You know, that's arson. You know, he is setting fire to the skeletons and so forth. They haven't caught anybody yet, but the theory is he didn't like Bob Ross. And he didn't.
Not just a teen, youthful prank.
No, it doesn't look like a teenager.
It's directed.
It's on camera, and it looks like it was directed at those people.
And it's not a skeleton Bob Ross? Like, he's not a Bob Ross? See, maybe he feels that it was rude to do that to Bob Ross.
Oh,
yeah, maybe because he had the hair and everything. But
I think I may have told you this before, but there are at least two houses within a couple of miles of ours that they go over the top with the skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
Two different yards have the Beatles walking across Abbey Road.
That's pretty cool.
I wish one of them had put a cigarette in. I think Paul's got a cig in his hand.
Yeah.
But the Beatles are walking across Abbey Road, two different yards.
Mm-hmm.
One of the yards with the Beatles doing Abbey Road also has the Breaking Bad Winnebago with Walter White and Jesse cooking meth.
It's impressive.
In skeleton form.
It's really impressive.
There's fake smoke coming out of the Winnebago.
You should take a cigarette and stick it in Paul's hand, you know, in between his fingers as an
homage,
yes,
just to complete it.
Complete the
whole
thing.
I don't want to be accused of trespassing. I just want it to be right.
It should only take you a second. I mean, you could just go in there and do it, and then they'd probably say, oh, look, somebody put a cigarette there, and that's authenticity.
Yeah.
I like that. I did see an article in the New York Times. Have Halloween decorations become too scary? Have you seen the one where the house looks like it's on fire? I mean,
I've seen that a couple years now. It is unbelievably realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we will, without a doubt, we'll have a story this year, this Christmas, of somebody who hangs, somebody falling from, you know, looks like they're hanging lights and they're dangling from a gutter.
Or the roof, yeah.
Yeah. So we might start getting these during Halloween where somebody's going to call 911.
Oh, that happened. That burning house.
Yeah.
They call 911 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The The article is saying some people think that there's the realistic look of the blood and all the different things and the burning house for sure makes it too much.
Yeah. It's just lights. It's just lights and smoke effects.
Right. But it does. If you go by that house,
it looks fully engulfed.
It does. And I just pray the Lord that the house doesn't catch on fire, because what if it was on fire?
Oh, you'd love it. Secretly, deep down, part of you would love it. That's what you get, toying with fire.
Fire is not fun. That's all I'll say, is that it's not supposed to be fun. We have Fart Sniffer Deluxe on the line here. That's a wind-up. That's a wind-up. FSD, you have a comment on the Beatles house Kristen was talking about. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. Yes, I do. That's actually my parents' house.
Would you mind if Chris Dim stuck a cigarette in Paul's fingers?
Not one single bit. My mom would actually probably find it funnier if it was a joint.
Okay.
Well, I can't get one of those myself, but I know somebody who can.